Nolan Kane stands among rows of tomato plants at the University of Colorado Boulder.
So we're at one of the greenhouses on campus. This is Vermeley Hall.
Kane is an evolutionary biologist specializing in plants. He wants to grow cannabis, specifically industrial hemp, but it's not in the ground yet.
I am told that it is not the first cannabis that has been grown on campus, however, just the first legal cannabis.
Humans have been growing hemp for centuries. Hemp-based foods have taken off recently, so have lotions and soaps that use hemp oil. And there's evidence that different compounds in cannabis could be used as medicine. Kane says the plant holds tremendous potential.
It's one of those things that when you talk to people, it's hard to believe all the different uses because it really gets a little bit ridiculous, all the different things that people use it for.
Kane's latest project is to create a genetic map of cannabis. Unlike other major crops like corn and wheat, there's no published map for the plant. In fact, Kane says there are tons of unanswered questions about the basic science. How many varieties of hemp exist? Where does it grow best? What chemical compounds make it up? All those questions need to be answered before drug companies, manufacturers, and farmers can get a handle on hemp's benefits.
What formal research is there has been good, but there just isn't enough of it, right? Because there aren't that many people that have been able to get funding and permission to do this. Anywhere, really.
That permission is rare, because even though hemp has little to no psychoactive properties, under federal law, it's in the same class of illegal drugs as heroin and LSD. Despite that, Congress may be warming to the plant, and the list of potential uses for hemp is long. But what might be the plant's most magic property? It can actually get Democrats and Republicans to work together. Here's Colorado Representative Jared Polis.
We were able to pass an amendment to the Farm Bill showing that there were a majority of Democrats and Republicans that felt that this is an important crop.
The Farm Bill passed last year included a last-minute amendment giving the green light to researchers who want to work on hemp. But it hasn't been a free-for-all for scientists. The sparse legislation that Congress has passed is vague.
Higher education is a fairly regulated environment.
That's Patrick O'Rourke, the University of Colorado's lead attorney. He wants to make sure the research doesn't put the university's federal funding at risk.
The message that we've tried to say is we support your ability to do any type of research that you want to do as long as you're going through the right steps to have it approved. And the researchers understand they don't want to be outside the boundaries of the law.
Despite the obstacles, the research is starting to take off. Colorado's two biggest universities, Colorado State and the University of Colorado, formed a joint partnership to share research on the plant. It's looking for funding now. And in the meantime, private companies are attempting to pick up the slack.
So this is the greenhouse warehouse.
John McKay is a plant geneticist at Colorado State University. His school will eventually start growing hemp, too.
I've spent more time with lawyers this year than I have all of my previous years.
So instead of waiting for all of the federal approval, he started his own business, working out of a small greenhouse he rents off campus. He says the conflicts in federal and state law just make everything move so slowly.
Nothing is completely spelled out in law, and then what little has been spelled out, then agencies and universities are trying to use to make plans, and by the time we make them, then maybe the laws change again.
While those laws keep changing, McKay says scientists, both public and private, will be doing whatever work they can to fill the research gap in hemp. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.